Chapter 7. I'd never heard the word juruya before, so the very next evening, when Auntie dropped a sewing tray onto the floor of the entrance hall and asked my help in cleaning it up, I said to her, "Auntie, what is a juruya?" Auntie didn't answer, but just went on reeling up a spool of thread. "Auntie," I said again. "It's the sort of place Hatsumomo will end up if she ever gets what she deserves," she said. She didn't seem inclined to say more, so I had no choice but to leave it at that. My question certainly wasn't answered, but I did form the impression that Satsu might be suffering even more than I was. So I began thinking about how I might sneak to this place called Tatsuyu the very next time I had an opportunity. Unfortunately, part of my punishment for ruining Mameha's kimono was confinement in the Okia for 50 days. I was permitted to attend the school as long as Pumpkin accompanied me, but I was no longer permitted to run errands. I suppose I could have dashed out the door at any time if I'd wanted to, but I knew better than to do something so foolish. To begin with, I wasn't sure how to find the Tatsuyu. And what was worse, the moment I was discovered missing, Mr. Beku or someone would be sent to look for me. A young maid had run away from the Okia next door only a few months earlier, and they brought her back the following morning. They beat her so badly over the next few days that her wailing was horrible. Sometimes I had to put my fingers in my ears to shut it out. I decided I had no choice but to wait until my 50-day confinement was over. In the meantime, I put my efforts into finding ways to repay Hatsumomo and Granny for their cruelty. Hatsumomo I repaid by scraping up pigeon droppings whenever I was supposed to clean them from the stepping stones in the courtyard and mixing them in with her face cream. The cream already contained unguent of nightingale droppings, as I've mentioned, so maybe it did her no harm, but it did give me satisfaction. Granny I repaid by wiping the toilet rag around the inside of her sleeping robe, and I was very pleased to see her sniffing at it in puzzlement, though she never took it off. Soon I discovered that the cook had taken it upon herself to punish me further over the kimono incident, even though no one had asked her to, by cutting back on my twice-monthly portions of dried fish. I couldn't think of how to repay her for this, until one day I saw her chasing a mouse down the corridor with a mallet. She hated mice worse than cats did, as it turned out. So I swept mouse droppings from under the foundation of the main house and scattered them here and there in the kitchen. I even took a chopstick one day and gouged a hole in the bottom of a canvas bag of rice so she'd have to take everything out of all the cabinets and search for signs of rodents.